Here on Talk Radio 570 KBI. Well, in all the talk about the Supreme Court decisions, we heard the one that's actually relevant here locally where Coach Kennedy from Bremerton High School, who had a habit of going out to the 50-yard line and praying after games, did it for 7 years, lost his job. Bremerton School District fired him when he refused to stop doing that, went to court. The Supreme Court today ruled that he has the right to pray on the field after the game, if he so desires. Big religious liberty law case. First Liberty is the law group that deals with religious liberty cases and represented Coach Kennedy. Hiram Sasser is an attorney with First Liberty, joins us now to talk about this case. Hiram, thanks for taking your time to be with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Let's talk about Coach Kennedy for a minute. Did I sum up the background of the case pretty fair of what was involved here?
Well, I guess so. I mean, look, he's a guy that just wanted to be able to honor what he felt God wanted him to do, which is to pray by himself out there on the 50-yard line after the games. And, you know, over the years, people asked if they could join him, and he said it's a free country, you can do whatever you want, but that never was his actual calling. And so when it came down to the case, we were just fighting over his ability to do it by himself. And, you know, one of the things that's sort of unfortunate about this case is that 7 years ago when we sent the demand letter to the school district, I actually thought we were having a good conversation with the lawyer for the school district until I said we wanted to meet with the school district officials, because the officials had always said they wanted to meet, and so to the press anyway. And so we said, okay, we want to have that meeting. And we were prohibited from being able to even have a meeting with the school district officials to try to work everything out. So now here we are 7 years later with a Supreme Court victory, and I'm hoping we can just get that meeting now.
Well, let me ask Hiram a question. And I've met Coach Kennedy in person, but I want to ask you these questions so the audience can hear. Did Coach Kennedy ever mandate to any of his players that they join him on the 50-yard line to pray?
Oh, of course not. And in fact, the school district stated that in their Q&A or their frequently asked questions page that they put out. At the time when they fired him, they said specifically that he had never coerced anybody to do anything.
So if anybody joined him, parents, other players, other team members from the other school, for that matter, it would have been of their own free will.
Well, sure. And, you know, and look, at the end of the day, you know, Coach was happy to make sure that he did it at a time when no one would join him. And that's fine, and that's all that we were really fighting over. Mm-hmm. It's just that what happened is in the middle of the whole process, the school district changed the rules. They went from don't do it with the players to you can't do it if you're ever seen at all. And when they moved the goalposts like that, right. That's you know, and then refused to meet with us. Then I mean, we're left with nothing but we have to go to the courthouse and go through 7 years of unnecessary litigation just to get to the point where. We are where we are now. As the Supreme Court said, everything that we told the school district in our initial letter 7 years ago.
Coach Kennedy now, today, is he going to be able to get his job back? What's his future based on this decision?
Well, that's what we've asked for. We've asked for him to be able to have his job back. And our hope is that this fall, Coach Kennedy will be able to be a coach again out there on the field and contribute to the community that, you know, essentially collectively raised him. I mean, I don't know if you know much about his childhood and background, but, you know, he had a very rough childhood, a very difficult background, mm-hmm. and so many parts of the community at Bremerton basically kind of, you know, collectively raised him. As a child, you know, and he got his life straightened out in the Marine Corps, a very likable guy. I mean, every time I was in town with him, everybody, you know, was coming up to him and hugging him and everything else. And so I'm hopeful that he gets to be back and part of what is essentially his family. that, and that was taken away from him for 7 years.
Yeah, don't mess with a Marine. That's one lesson the school district should have learned, I guess. Is there any further legal action contemplated? And that may not be a fair question to ask, but do you think it'll work out with the school district? Will they have to be compelled?
Oh, I can't. Here's the deal. Like the superintendent of the school district, I think now he's been promoted, or he's doing another, going to be heading to another job or whatever. But he was a great guy. He's a great guy from everything we could tell throughout the, mm-hmm. the litigation. Aaron Lavelle is a great guy. Easy to discuss things with. We just never could get the meeting to discuss things with him because his lawyer blocked it. But right. I think if we all can get in the room with the lawyers and the school district officials, I assume we'll be able to get all the remainder. Anything that sort of the logistics of all this, get this all resolved and handled. I mean, look, there were good. These were good people running the school district, right. trying to do what's right. They just got bad legal advice.
I suspect that some of the lawyers have a slight misunderstanding of separation of church and state, and they get very nervous and radioactive about issues like this, and they probably give just the wrong advice. It may be out of conviction, maybe out of convenience, but they get bad advice, and then you can't work it out, so the only course is to go to court.
Yeah, and it's an unfortunate thing, but, you know, look, it all worked out. The Supreme Court reaffirmed pretty much everything we said to the school district from the very beginning. And hopefully we'll be able to get in the room and get everything else resolved. And I know one thing's for sure, at least all the school officials that I've either had either observed or you know, they provided their testimony or, you know, as we found, they're all great people. Yeah. And it's a great community. And I think it's time for everybody to come together and let's move on appropriately.
I would agree. I hope that can happen. Hiram Sasser, First Liberty, law firm that specializes in religious liberty cases. I got to tell you, between Coach Kennedy and the Maine decision last week, it's been a pretty good week for religious liberty, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about our other case that we had up there, the tuition case, the voucher case. Yeah, in Maine, that... Yeah, it's wild that they kind of came together simultaneously because Coach Kennedy was obviously going on, you know, for about four or three years longer than the Maine case. Yeah. But another great religious liberty victory, and we're just pretty privileged here at First Liberty to be able to have been part of both of those.
Well, thank you for all you guys do. I'm thankful that you took on Coach Kennedy's case. I've met Coach Kennedy. He's a great man, and what was done to him was wrong, and now it's been rectified. And thank you for your efforts, and thanks for being with us on the air today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You bet. Thanks, Hiram, very much. Hiram Sasser, attorney, First Liberty.